Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, legends, welcome back to the late show where we get a little bit wild. It's a little bit uncut. The belt buckle is undone and we are ready to fly. Got my 5'8", Tim Williams. How are you?
Good to be back. Good to chance you in another round of quick fires.
How good? Kathmandu?
Yo.
Got your questions ready?
Ready as ever.
Bit of pressure on you.
I know. I felt a bit of pressure today to diversify the questions, but I think we got some good ones, so I'm ready.
All right, rock off, me and Wimmy Tilliams. Now, last week, Tim Williams dictated terms with his, I don't know, people in Coomera. I think they're just a little bit behind the rest of us in the city, you know? I don't like the way that he sets the tone with his things. Are you ready? Like a human being.
Listen, mate, Coomera's not behind. I was having a yarn with Mum. We watched the Titanic at the movies on Friday night, and she agreed with me.
Let's go. It's unreal. All right. Scissors, paper, rock. Fuck, he's so good. I am going to kick off, and I'm going to run this way.
Okay.
You're receiving.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Okay. Question number one. Is Nanai a solid pick?
Negative. I mean, I know the Cowboys have a pretty decent draw. They're looking good despite ball in hand, not great on the weekend, pretty sloppy. He's just so attack reliant. He's pretty expensive. If he doesn't score tries, he's got some of the worst base stats, the work rate for a back row in the competition. There's upside. He's a supreme talent. But he can score a try and set one up and still score 55 points. So, look, I think this early in the year, there's better options available.
Root? I agree with Tim. There are better options available. I will say this, though. He's one that I'm going to be keeping an eye on because I think that his base stats have improved this year. Not enough for me to consider him right now, but I'm hoping he has turned a corner. You have a look at his base stats in the first 2 weeks. 35 in week one, which wasn't ideal. On the weekend, though, he played the full 80 and he scored 48 in base. So, starting to improve. Still not for me, but one that I will just be keeping an eye on.
All right, good stuff. Is Pappy a potential pod play this week or the next?
No idea what his ownership is, so no idea if he's a pod play or whatever, but yeah, I would seriously consider him. I just don't like that buy incoming. I think it's a good way to free up cash, though. If you're looking to downgrade a Drinky, a Turbo, a Kalen Ponga, I can completely understand people doing it. If he didn't have that buy, I would seriously consider KP to him, but the buy worries me, and I'm still got a little maybe too much belief in KP, but not for me, but I can understand people doing it.
The round four buy for the Storm is a real pain in the ass. They're going to get a really fired up Knights outfit this weekend after losing two on the trot. The no goal kicking is still an issue. I know he scored 132 on the weekend with a couple of awesome tries, but his break even's about 22. So I'm happy to watch him do it again. If he scores well and he makes 40 to 50K, happy to let that ride and can pick him up round five, still at a discounted price, moving from there.
Yeah.
All right, guys, question number three. Thoughts on Jack Whiten at CTW?
Big watch, really big watch, and even more so because the Bunnies have had a poor start to the season. He slots in one of the best positions in the NRL, that is the left centre spot at South Sydney. I know Latrell plays cuts out the centre a fair bit to his winger in Alex Johnston with that sweeping shape, but Latrell, Jackie Whiten, best mates. Jack coming with a point to prove, big money signing, tough start for the Bunnies. He's going to get through a ton of work. He's a real serious pod don't do it for a couple of weeks though.
Yeah, I won't repeat everything Timmy said, but you've got an opportunity to watch him for 3 weeks, see how we go. You mentioned the Latrell Mitchell cutout. If there's anyone he's not going to cut out, it's probably his best mate, Jack Wyden, who's an absolute MF and is just going to take him on all day. So it's a sit and watch for me, but don't do it early. You're out thinking the room. And don't do it 3 weeks ago like Tom Birmingham did when he wasn't even playing. Fucking bizarre. Kathmandu.
Brown.
Tom Birmingham, who also picked Harley Smith Shields.
Bold.
Okay, question four. Is Brown or Brooks? Is it Brown or Brooks?
I've got Dylan Brown, and look, I'll be honest with you, 2 tries just in the weekend, only scored 65. Not ideal. Brooksy looks sensational at the moment. I think they are the only two options at 5'8" I want anything to do with. And honestly, I've got Brown. I'm not really going to look at Brooks. I'm happy to run with Dill Brown. Yeah, but I think you want one of those two.
Yeah, look, if you don't already own Braden Trindle at 5'8" and you need to look elsewhere, I think with Dylan Brown, he's had an underwhelming start. He played unreal against Penrith. His base was down heaps. He had like 6 runs and he had 10 the week before. It's the Penrith effect. They do that to good players. 65 points. If you've got Brown, you're happy. I'm really eyeing Luke Brooks this week. He's been a whisker from having a couple more tries to his name and an average of 100. Manly looks sensational. He's 220K cheaper. I wouldn't trade Brown to Brooks, but I think Brooks is the best value play at 5'8" thus far.
Okay. All right, guys, Mulitalo or Talakai?
Oh, look, at the break even, we mentioned with beers and break evens that I'm not overly keen on giving judgment on Mulitalo because he's rocks or diamonds. I think if over the course of the season, I prefer Talakai. He's looking great, base is outstanding, Sharks are looking good. If you're buying this week, though, it's got to be Mulitalo. Break even of about negative 20, negative 30. There's money incoming, a couple of good matchups for the Sharkies. This week, it's got to be Mulitalo.
Yeah, this week has to be Mulitalo. I agree. I really like Talakai as a pod moving forward, and I'll be having a very close eye on him over the next few weeks. But with Mulitalo about to make that much cash, you can't ignore him.
All right, guys, mixing it up now. When you order wings, do you get the drumsticks or the flats?
I love this.
Oh, yeah, this is good. I tend to be a bit of a drumstick guy, I think. I don't mind a flat, but I just feel like there's a little bit more work to them and whatnot. So I think I'm a drummy guy.
It's very rare that we agree on these ones, Drew, but I've had some heated debates about this. The first time I got asked this, I couldn't believe how many people went the flats, as you call them, Kat, the wings. It's the drumsticks every day of the week. You get like twice the amount of meat on them. Mm. You can really rip and tear into it. There's not really a lot of bone to worry about when you're chewing away. The drumsticks are so much better, and I reckon anyone that wants the flats, the wings, have got rocks in their head.
Mate, sorting out a flat and getting all – it's a part-time job. I don't have time for that shit.
No.
Drummy every day of the week.
What do you, Kat?
I'm a flat.
Ugh.
Why? And you know what? Because I have – maybe I'm a more advanced eater, but, like, I've worked out how to eat a flat without it, you know, choking on a bone or something. It's not that bad.
There is a way to – isn't it like you pull a bone out or you squish them or
– Yeah, you kind of – you loosen one of them and then it's a very easy – disassemble of the flat.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Nah. Okay. Anyway, well, we're not going out for chicken wings. Let's go to the final question. This is from Angelo. He said, pod move by going Tino or save the money and go Lindsay Smith.
Look, Tino's very expensive at, what, 780, 790K, mid-60s in his first game of the season. Titans had the bye. You can get another look at him. Look, you also want him at the front row. I don't think it's worth paying up that much for him this early in the season. Terrell May's tearing it up there. Lindsay Smith, also not convinced. He's about 450K. I know Fisher Harris is out. We don't know how long for, though. I don't like either.
Yeah, I don't like either as well. It's a rank question. I'm not keen on either. I'd probably rather Ruben Cotter than both, honestly.
I'd go Liam Henry at 238K because there's money to be made ahead of him.
Missed me with both of those.
I had a feeling you guys would hate that question because neither of those players have pretty much ever come up as contenders for you. So.
Who asked that question?
Well, we didn't call anyone else out, so I feel bad.
I was going to tell him we hate him too. Yeah. Really put a line in the sand.
Tino will be a phenomenal buy and he'll probably be the top averaging front row forward, him or Payne Haas, but not yet.
Yeah.
Well, we know that's not where you guys like to spend your money.
Exactly.
Have you got one more for us?
I can give us one more for sure. Okay, give me one sec.
One more chance for Rue to bed shit on the late show.
All right.
I don't sleep on opportunities. Big opportunity guy.
This one's quite funny, actually. Hold on. Okay, here. I didn't pick the funny one. We're going just for a straight up super coach question.
Rook under pressure.
Yeah,
there.
Bright lights getting to her.
Yeah.
This is quite stressful. Is Cooler a super coach option as he looks great to start the year, or is he irrelevant?
Oh, I don't think calling him irrelevant is fair, but I do think he's a little bit of a mirage. He's so supremely talented on that left edge. It's just so juicy, but I don't know. I just don't trust him week to week. He's going to do well, but I feel like my experience with Cola has always been outside of the last two rounds of last year, I finish every game and I go, fuck, he was impressive. And then I look and he scored 45 and I go, he should be scoring 80 every single week. Why isn't he? Until I see that consistently, I can't go in.
I don't mind him. I think I'm really happy with my CT dub setup, so I haven't had to like seriously consider him. But look, he's at a good price. Manly are firing. Tommy Turbo loves going down that left edge, even with, you know, Brooks is playing well there, but Ben Trebojevic, he loves going left with his brother Benny as well. I like Cola. He's starting to roam a bit as well. We know I'm an enormous fan of that. If Manly going to pile the points on some softer teams this season, I think Cole is a genuine pod. Mm.
Scored 30 points in week one, scored a try in week two, and scored 63.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
63 in one try. Sweet.
It's not terrible.
Against two tough oppositions plus Vegas as well. As I said, I wouldn't go him now, but when softer oppositions come up, Manly, provided a certain teacher boy if it stays fit, they're going to start putting 40 and 50 points on teams. Cole can have a field day. He's not expensive.
Sure, but I mean, he just scored a try. He scored 63. Like, he's 580K. Like, it's a lot of bicky to pay for a guy that if he scores a try, he'll get 63.
63's all right. He's an outside back. Like, they need attacking stats to score well. That's the reality.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. If I'm spending 580K for an outside back, I want to get more when they score a try.
If I'm spending
Dale Holmes played his worst game of his career last week and scored 55.
If I spend up that much for an outside back, I'm getting Hamisa. I already got him, sorry.
He's no Drew Hutchinson. All right, let's call it a day.
Yeah. I was just going to say the funny question was, Timmy, does your back get sore carrying the family name?
Between the family name and Guru, very sore actually. Yeah, I see physio twice a day to keep myself upright.
Carrying the family name? Fucking please. Unbelievable.
Mum wrote that in.
you can pay the $10 now.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
We're done and dusted. We'll see you next week. Make sure you catch up on Beers and Break Evens that dropped earlier today, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.